This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic has killed more than 25,000 people in Europe. Europe is now the continent with the highest total from COVID-19. Italy and Spain account for more than three quarters of the deaths in Europe. Italy has nearly 11,000 deaths. Monday, Spain confirmed another 812 deaths in a 24-hour period from the coronavirus. The total number of people who have died is just over 7,300, with the total number of infections at more than 85,000. Spain's healthcare system is struggling to cope with the surge of seriously ill patients all at once, with hotels and conference centers being used as temporary clinics and Madrid's largest ice rink turned into a provisional morgue. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert says the country could see 100,000 to 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday millions could become infected in the United States. Faced with Fauci's grim projections and the possibility that even more could die in the U.S. without measures to keep people away from each other, President Donald Trump extended federal guidelines recommending people stay home for another 30 days. Until the end of April. He told reporters, quote, "I want our life back," end quote. According to Johns Hopkins University's Center for Systems Science and Engineering, or CSSE, the U.S. has over 142,000 confirmed cases and 2,400 deaths. The U.S. now has more cases of COVID-19 than anywhere else, but unlike Italy, where the mortality rate of confirmed cases is around 10%, the rate in the U.S. at this stage is closer to 1.5%, according to the CSSE. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's top government spokesman said Monday there was no truth to rumors the government was planning to declare a state of emergency from April 1st to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Now that the Olympics have been postponed, more on that in a moment, Tokyo's COVID-19 cases are rising, and the city's governor requests people stay home. With the 2020 Games postponed, many suspect the numbers are rising because Japan suddenly has no reason to hide them. One former Japanese prime minister tweeted, quote, "It was Olympics first, not Tokyo's residents," end quote. Experts have found signs of an explosive increase in infections in Tokyo, Osaka, and other urban areas. Monday, the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee held their first executive board meeting since the Olympics postponement as they try to work out the plethora of issues now facing them thanks to the rearranged games due to the coronavirus. The Tokyo 2020 CEO said Monday the Olympics now would run from July 23rd to August 8th. The Paralympic Games would run from August 24th to September 5th. The International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government made the decision last week to postpone the Olympics because of the coronavirus outbreak, the first such time the Games have been postponed in history. The Denmark Financial Supervisory Authority said Monday the banking sector should not pay out dividends or buy back shares amid the uncertainty caused by the coronavirus outbreak. The director of a Dutch museum said thieves stole a painting by Vincent van Gogh. The museum was closed to the public because of the coronavirus outbreak. State media confirmed Monday that nuclear-armed North Korea successfully tested super-large multiple rocket launchers, but leader Kim Jong-un was not described as commanding the drill, as analysts say Pyongyang seeks to normalize its launches. With the world focused on the coronavirus pandemic, and North Korea insisting it has not had a single COVID-19 case, the isolated state has carried out four such firings this month. Unusually, the official Korean Central News Agency, CNA, did not say in its report that Kim had directed Sunday's test. South Korea had said two projectiles, presumed to be ballistic missiles, were fired on Sunday from the North Korean port city of Wonsan into the Sea of Japan, also known as the East Sea. For more on these and other stories and the complete day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.